USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration trying to accelerate the removal of immigrants who cannot prove that they've resided in the U.S. for 2 years. It's likely to face several legal challenges, but the Department of Homeland Security wants the policy to take effect today, allowing deportations without a hearing for people who've been in the U.S. for less than 2 years. President Trump insists that Iranian leaders are lying when they claim they've captured 17 CIA spies.
It's totally a false story. That's another lie. They put out propaganda. They put out lies.
Breaking news out of Great Britain as Boris Johnson will soon be its new prime minister. Johnson was elected leader of the UK Conservative Party this morning. He'll take over the prime minister role tomorrow, succeeding Theresa May, as that country struggles with a way to implement Brexit and leave the European Union. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
After repeated setbacks, the U.S. Senate is finally expected to give final passage today to the measure that will continue paying for the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund. It will extend funding through 2092. And immediately after that expected passage, former Daily Show host Jon Stewart, who's been a huge advocate for its passage, will join members of Congress as well as first responders for a news conference on Capitol Hill. President Trump says legislative leaders from both sides of the aisle have reached an agreement on upping the nation's debt ceiling. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The president goes on to say this was a real compromise in order to give another big victory to our great military and vets. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin had been warning of hitting the debt ceiling in the next few weeks while lawmakers are out on summer break.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
At least 3 million Americans will be dropped from the food stamp program under new rules from the Trump administration. The administration says the change it will be proposing today would cut about $2.5 billion a year in federal spending. The rule would affect 43 states, where people who receive benefits from the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families automatically become eligible for food stamps. President Trump welcoming the Prime Minister of Pakistan to the White House yesterday, and among the things they discuss, the continuing war in Afghanistan. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with more.
The war in Afghanistan has been going on for 18 years, but President Trump tells reporters on Monday you could win it pretty easily.
I have plans on Afghanistan that if I wanted to win that war, Afghanistan would be wiped off the face of the earth. It would be gone. It would be over in literally in 10 days.
The president speaking from the Oval Office on Monday.
Both President Trump and the Pakistani Prime Minister agreeing that it's time for a political solution between the Taliban and the Afghan government to end the bloody fighting once and for all. And food guilt and fat shaming is what some say Macy's is promoting with a product, a plate sold by the store that has different circles to indicate different portion sizes. The smallest one's labeled skinny jeans. The largest is labeled mom jeans. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.